simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has the might of touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave.
Hello and welcome to White Man Can't Pod, episode 56. My name is Brian. I'm here with someone who I don't want your life. It's Mr. Bill Cash.
Let's talk about that dad.
What a piece of crap. And I'm also here with a guy I need to give the needle to so we can get through this podcast, Mr. Wally Foley.
Yep.
Convince him.
Go ahead. Shoot me up.
Get the needle.
Shoot me up. Numb it all up.
Can you fix it? If it'll let me.
Varsity Blues is the movie, 1999 classic.
Yeah.
Still pretty solid. There's some bad stuff.
It held up pretty well, I thought. There are some things, but I knew that going in that I thought were hilarious in 1999, 2000.
Some bad stuff.
Not so funny these days.
There is so much that I'm like, "Oh yeah, I remember. Oh no, no, I remember the Not another teen movie version of this."
Yes, remember. They made fun of this movie a lot.
The whole movie was basically
Varsity Blues
and Can't Hardly Wait.
I've seen that, but yep. I don't remember. I know that I've seen it, but I do not remember that movie.
Well, this movie
I remember.
A backup quarterback has chosen to lead a Texas football team to victory after the star quarterback gets injured. How did you first see Varsity Blues?
All the way through. This might have been it. I've definitely
seen it all the way through.
I've seen parts. I don't think I've seen it all the way through. No.
Interesting.
I don't remember exactly the first time, but I have a feeling if it wasn't the same as the next three dozen times,
it probably was.
This would have been in Bill's basement.
Yep. Other Bill
on repeat. And I would say roughly probably once a month for like 2 years.
What were the four movies? Friday.
We watched Friday a lot. We watched Dirty Dancing a lot, and then when Teresa. Probably once every 6 weeks would make us watch Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
And those are the three that we rotated and fell asleep to.
Love it.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I first saw it. It was an MTV movie.
It sure was.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of interesting. I don't think they made a lot of movies, but...
There's surprisingly quite a few MTV movies.
There still is an MTV thing, I think.
Yeah, that you're like, oh, right, this is a... Yeah, this would be an MTV movie.
I can't remember. Did they put this on MTV
maybe early on or something?
I remember seeing it early on. I remember watching it a lot, probably because of Bill's Basement, but I definitely remember knowing it very well. Don't exactly know where. I didn't see it in the theater, I don't think.
No. I'm pretty sure I saw it in the basement many a time.
All right. Well, Bill, this is your movie.
It sure is.
So you take it away.
Came out in 1999 when we were getting ready to embark on our high school careers. We are in West Canaan, Texas, which unfortunately not a real town.
No, we can't play a population game.
I looked it up. But we can start with our box office game. I'm curious what you guys think of how this movie did.
Box office or budget?
The budget.
Okay. This was, I just don't know if they're big yet, like some of these stars. Like, obviously, James Vanderbeek is
Dawson himself.
Yeah, and that was in prime Dawson.
Dawson's Creek.
But was Paul Walker big at this point? I don't think he was.
Just about to hit.
Can I give you a mild take?
Take.
This is perhaps Paul Walker's best role. Not biggest, but best role.
I don't know. His best movie? It's got to be like Fast and Furious 1, right?
That's a very good. That's a good call.
It's definitely a bigger movie.
I would also give a shout out to the one of the ones that we just mentioned.
James Vanderbeek?
No, the one with Freddie Prinze and the
She's All That.
Yeah, She's All That. He's the bad guy to Freddie Prinze's good guy. He's really good in that, actually.
I didn't realize he was in that too.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Paul Walker was in a weird show. Paul Walker was in Charles in Charge?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a wall-off or something.
Yeah.
He was in Charles in Charge. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I'm thinking it's got to be Fast and Furious 1. That's his best role.
That's his biggest role.
I think he's better in... No, I'm going to go with She's All That is where we got to see his best acting.
His best acting.
Yeah, because in Fast and Furious, he's kind of shitty.
He's great in the first. He's the cop.
Yeah, but he's not believable as an undercover cop.
He's doing his best role. He's undercover. She's All That, Varsity Blues. Those were back to back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He had a big 99.
Oh, right. We're doing budget right now, aren't we?
We are doing budget. Sounds like Ryan's looking stuff up right now.
Give me a 25 million.
Interesting.
It can't be that much. It's MTV in 1999. James Van Der Beek. 12 million.
Got to fill a football stadium. Ryan, you win. 16 million.
Damn it.
Okay.
So on a 16 million MTV budget with Red Hot Dawson, what's this box office?
It had to have been massive, I would think.
What's massive mean?
60. Do I have to go first?
Doesn't matter.
63 million.
Interesting.
It was a $16 million budget?
$16 million, yeah.
Maybe it was just on MTV later, and that's why it's big, though.
That could be wrong. I think I'm going to go low, and I'll say $30 million.
Well, Ryan, you're closer, but wow, you win. $54.3 million.
Okay, still pretty good.
So it made three times the money plus.
Hmm.
Had a pretty good run in
that's
the box.
That's a real good run.
You want to hear some MTV Films movies?
Sure.
Yeah, give us some.
South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Excellent.
Save the Last Dance.
I saw it a lot of times. I wouldn't say it's a great movie, but sure.
I feel like I've heard of Pootie Tang, but I'm not positive.
I feel like that was...
Pootie Tang is...
what? Who was it?
It's...
I want to say Cat Williams, but that's not...
No, right. It's Chris Eddie? Rock, isn't it? Well, it says Chris Rock Productions, at least, so I don't
Eddie
know.
Eddie something or other?
Who's the... Eddie Griffin?
Eddie Griffin? Eddie Griffin, right?
Yeah. Zoolander... Orange,
right.
Yeah, Orange County.
Never saw it.
Crossroads.
Don't even know
that Britney Spears movie?
Yeah, the Britney Spears movie. Yeah, okay. Jackass the movie.
Excellent.
The Perfect Score. That was
sounds vague.
Underrated. Familiar. Napoleon Dynamite. Coach Carter. The Longest Yard. What really?
Which one? The oldest one?
No, the Adam Sandler one. Mm-hmm. Hustle and Flow. I've heard good things about Murder Ball.
Hmm. Murder Ball is crazy. It's a documentary, but watch it. It's wild.
Hmm.
If you ever get into documentaries on the show, that's a good one.
Get Rich or Die Trying. Was that the 50 Cent?
It sounds like it.
Okay. Aeon Flux. I know.
I never saw
that's
it.
That's an underrated movie.
Hmm.
Freedom Writers. That's the one with, what's it? Hilary Swank, and she's the teacher.
Hilary Swank.
Blades of Glory. There's a good
that's really all
right. Schwank. We haven't watched Blaze of Glory.
We haven't.
Not yet.
There's a 2011 Footloose, apparently.
I think
They tried to remake it.
17 Blocks. Some of these don't sound familiar. There's a lot of them, though. But those were the ones that I knew.
Joe's Apartment, where a guy like talked to bugs or something. Cockroaches.
I don't remember it,
but I remember seeing it.
Yep, Joe's Apartment, the very first MTV movie.
Oh, there you go.
In 1996.
Funny, I assume if I watched it now, I would think it's awful.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Sure.
There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's back now, thanks to Ryan with Ryan Gosling.
Did you guys ever see Strangers with Candy?
No.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
I've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty funny. In my opinion.
It was a show on Comedy Central, but wasn't it Out of Canada or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, yep, those MTV Films had more than you think.
All right.
I feel like the astronaut pops up more often than,
Wasn't Jackass MTV movies?
Yeah, didn't I mention Jackass?
Did you say the first one,
but yeah. I
oh, Jackass. Whoa. Yeah, Jackass the movie and then all the other ones.
Mm.
Which are all just so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we start with with Dawson himself now portraying Johnny Moxon, and he's narrating about growing up in West Canaan, Texas. Football is a way of life. He grew up playing, and it shows him playing with his best pals, Lance, Tweeter, and Billy Bob.
Any other guy? Isn't there four of them?
Yeah, it's him. Not Lance. Lance isn't there, is it?
Yeah, it's him and Lance and Tweeter and Billy Bob. Oh, Wendell is not there.
Oh, Wendell's not there. Okay.
Yeah. So we now jump into present day. He's a senior in high school. It's game day, so the whole town is getting ready. We learn that he's the backup QB, and he's comfortable with that. His little brother Kyle is in his room, and he's literally strapped to a cross. He seems to be experimenting with religions, which will be a theme throughout the movie, which sometimes I find annoying and sometimes think he's hilarious.
It gets funnier as it goes.
It does.
It's also like, what is going on?
We learn that his dad is very obsessed. You got to get your head right. You know, tonight's a big game, yada, yada, yada. But Billy Bob comes to pick him up, so he's leaving to go to school. And I love just the way it starts, where Billy Bob makes him earn it. He, like, starts driving away, and Mox has to chase down his pickup and jump in while it's moving. We meet their new friend now, Wendell, who's already in the truck. He's the running back on the team.
He's trying to read, right?
Yeah, he's in the back just reading while by himself. He didn't sit in the front seat at this point.
You gotta sit with that pig if you do that.
Right. Because we meet Bacon, Billy Bob's pet pig. We see Billy Bob, who's the very large fat guy in the front, drinking syrup and eating, just dunking whole pieces of bread into peanut.
Gross.
And then chasing it with syrup.
Yeah, real gross.
But they're talking about his pig Bacon, and he straight up says, I love that dog.
Billy Bob, I think that's a pig.
We now pick up Lance, a.k.a. Tom Doretto, a.k.a. Paul Walker, who's the superstar.
Paul Walker.
He's the all-state quarterback. He's got a scholarship to Florida State. Everybody loves him, yada, yada, yada. And then lastly, we pick up Charlie Tweeter, who's played by Scott Kahn. Immediately, his butt is out.
You love this guy.
Yeah, he's
You're
very
a big
funny.
Tweeter fan.
He's problematic, but also still some of the funniest things in this movie. Like this, where you see his butt first thing, and he says, good moonin', boys, good moonin'. I've been up since the crack of dawn, and I need to ask you a question. But then he goes into his whole spiel about women and how he's got to get laid, and he sets a tone that's not going to be great.
Not as good.
He does kind of get typecast throughout his
he sure does.
His career.
What's your favorite role of his?
He's great in the Ocean's movies.
He is very good.
Love the two of them.
In the Ocean. Yeah. The two of them. Yes. Yeah. Making fun of each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Casey Affleck.
Just the way they start, where they're one's in a monster truck and the other's got the.
Yes.
Go ahead. He's got the RC
they
car.
They are so good in that movie, especially the first one.
Yes.
Where they're both like supposed to be undercover waiters and they're like fighting the whole time. So good.
So they head to school to the big pep rally. We meet Coach John Voight, a.k.a. Bud Kilmer.
John Voight.
Yeah.
Great in this movie.
He's
what
excellent as the bad guy in everything.
Fantastic.
Because it was this and Anaconda's back
Anaconda.
To back
yeah, Anaconda.
Or Anaconda, yeah. But he's won 2 state titles, you know, 17 district championships, whatever the number is.
He's basically Bob Knight.
Yeah.
The football version.
Yeah. He introduces Lance, and the crowd goes crazy. We meet Jules at this point, who is both Lance's sister and Mox's girlfriend.
Amy Smart.
Yep.
Who is very important to our childhood, I think. Her high school years.
I was surprised, because I was like, oh, yeah, she was Darcy. And I was like, oh, no, she wasn't Darcy.
She wasn't Darcy.
Other one.
She was the other one.
What else is she in besides this?
Road Trip.
Oh, yes.
Road Trip. And then, yep. Yes. The one I
she
remember
from
her
the nerd
from
to the
is Just Friends.
Just Friends is very good.
I remember seeing like part of that in TBS and being annoyed with it.
I enjoyed that movie a lot. The part I like the most is when Ryan Reynolds and his little brother fight. That's my favorite. They just start smacking each other for no reason. That's my favorite.
So good. So good.
I got to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
I just remember being annoyed at, I don't remember what part of it. I think one of the parts of Ryan Reynolds is being real whiny, maybe.
Yeah, he can do that, yeah.
So we find out that Jules and Mox don't care so much about football, either one of them. Lance, meanwhile, at the pep rally, is getting the entire school very collectively horny. Talking about
sleeping. I had a dream last night.
I was in bed last night. Woo! It's like, okay.
Calm down.
Yeah. So Jules and Mox head outside where we learn that he just wants to go to Brown. He's trying to get in to, which is an Ivy League school, of course.
Also.
And he could care less about football at this point.
He likes football. He just doesn't. He likes the pure football.
He does talk later about the purity of it. But at this point, he's seems over. He's got five games to go or whatever. And just
he hates the coach. He hates the town. He hates that his dad's forcing him to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just wants to get out. He wants to head from Texas up to Rhode Island and get away.
You're telling
it.
Me Brown can't use a quarterback?
I'm sure that if this is real life, they would have said, like, anything you want to play on our football team. Except I don't know if Brown has a football team.
I don't know. But
some of the Ivies don't.
He has a full ride anyway, because he gets the letter at one point, and he's like, full ride.
So I'm sure that, yeah.
So, yeah. He's good. He doesn't need to play football, but I'm sure Brown could use a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's game time now. We're getting warmed up in the locker room. This is where Billy Bob says some stuff that you can't say no more.
More, yeah. Is it
the prayer that turns into...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we also see the tweeter end zone dance.
I got a new end zone dance. It's called the Tweeter and Zone Dance.
Bentonville, don't see my dance. In the game, we see Mox on the sideline literally reading a book. He's got it like in his playbook.
He's reading Kurt Vonnegut.
Is that what he's reading?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever actually read Kurt Vonnegut. I should probably get at least
you
one
should.
Of those.
You should try Vonnegut. Yeah. I think he wrote a book about Schenectady or something, didn't he?
I don't know.
Pretty sure I read one of his
books.
See
Animal House or Animal Farm?
No. Kurt Vonnegut,
Slaughterhouse
5. I just finished reading that book yesterday, actually.
I'm pretty sure he wrote a book about takes place in Schenectady or something about Schenectady.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll look it up.
I forget which book of his I read in college, but I read one of his books.
I've never read
it. Well, kind of fun.
Yeah, his Slaughterhouse 5, half the book's in Germany, but the other half is in Ilium, New York.
Mm.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah.
It's definitely around here somewhere.
Close enough. Drivable.
So where are we?
Cat's Cradle.
So he's reading Kurt Vonnegut. Ball comes out of bounds, and we learn that he's got a rocket arm. He throws the ball from a seated position halfway across the field.
That's pretty hard to do.
On a dime. Hits the ref in the stomach with it.
It's pretty hard to do.
Oh, you know what it is? It's Ilium is like a fictional town in eastern New York, but it's... It resembles Schenectady.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, okay. And a lot of his novels and stories talk about Ilium, New York.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. On a big rushing touchdown play, Billy Bob gets a concussion because he gets hit by two dudes at the same time. He goes down. He's out cold. But the trainer comes out, and he starts to say how many fingers. And Billy Bob says three, even though he's got two up. And they say, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. For Billy Bob, it's got to be true or false. Billy Bob, true or false, the man's holding up some fingers.
It's got to be true or false.
So that is the very thorough check that the trainer gives him, and he's good to keep playing. We learn at this point that Bud Kilmer, head coach, hates John Moxon, although I do understand he doesn't want him casually reading books during the game.
He also doesn't want his quarterback to call the plays that aren't called.
Sure.
Which is a fair
thing.
Like, if I call a play, you don't get to just fucking change it to the oop-de-oop.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
That would frustrate me.
We learned two things after the first game. First, Lance has a bad knee. He's real sore. We also learned that Charlie Tweeter has all of the drugs. Lots of drugs. Keep it. I got more at home. Whatever. Kilmer starts screaming at everyone, even though they won, and we learn that the whole team, even the good players, hate him. So then Tweeter decides he's going to get drunk.
That's so what Tweeter does.
Yep. Tweeter drank beer because, well, Tweeter drinks beer.
So we go to party time. We learn that Darcy, the cheerleader, wants Lance, and she wants him right now. So horned up after the big win.
My God. Ellie Larder.
Yeah.
Whew.
What a time.
Mm-hmm.
What a time indeed.
Heat check. Was she in Heroes or something like that? What was her big show?
She was in something.
Final Destination.
That's
She was in a couple things, but Final Destination, I think,
that
was a big
one.
That was hers, yeah.
She was on fire.
Oh, she was in Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Yes, not the one, but
she was also in Heroes for 56 episodes.
Okay.
So she had a run there. She was in Resident Evil, like all 18 of those.
Sure.
She played herself in Entourage. I forgot about that.
Wait, was she the main person in Resident Evil?
She's like the second one, isn't she?
Right, because the first one was...
She's the first one's What's-Her-Face, and she's her friend.
Mila Jovovich?
Yes, yep.
Who's that?
Mila Jovovich.
Yep.
One more time?
I said it twice perfectly.
This is a hell of a run here, though, she's got. Oh, she was also on Dawson's Creek. Wow, look at that. All right, here's Ali Larter's Varsity Blues run and beyond. Varsity Blues, Drive Me Crazy, House on the Haunted Hill, Final Destination, Legally Blonde, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, yeah.
Destination 2.
Was she Boo Boo Kitty Fuck?
She was.
She was, right?
Chrissy.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
I think that was her. I think that was.
Boo Boo Kitty Fuck?
I think that was Jay's girl. No, it wasn't.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, she's got quite a little run there.
Yeah. Her and Lance go to find some room. This is where, again, Tweeter's problematic, singing your song, Ryan. She broke my heart, so I broke her jaw.
Yeah.
Just to himself as he's walking around.
For no reason. Mm-hmm. He's just singing that by himself. It's real bad and weird.
Real bad, yeah.
Then we get an old timer at the party. It's from the class of 1980. I'd never miss one of these.
This is good.
That means he's 19 years older than these guys.
He's old.
Because like this was set in 99, right?
Yeah.
Or was it set earlier?
I think it was set in 99.
Okay.
So yeah, he's been going to these parties for 19 years since he graduated. Hmm. Never missed one. And this is where he's good though. This is where Tweeter's great.
Yeah.
This is great.
He's walking around with a wiffle ball bat. Billy Bob's got a video camera. It's like, all right, old timer, you want to be in this video? And he gets him to hold the pot over his head, and he goes, now say I'm dumb, about to get hit in the nuts. And he just straight up wallops this dude. And then he looks at the camera and goes, see, it shouldn't be called America's Funniest Home Videos. It should be called America's Funniest Shots in the Nuts.
Great.
Yeah. We go inside, and Jules, who doesn't attend the party later, is at this one. And she's getting Billy Bob real drunk playing their games. And
I like this.
Billy Bob, I'm going to call some dinosaurs. Thinking about giving him a holler.
The way his head moves is just so fucking funny.
He does a great job in this movie.
He does.
He's excellent.
He also was the fat guy in the Not Another Teen Movie. He spoofed
himself.
His role and he played Reggie Ray.
Yeah, he basically played himself.
Yeah.
So he runs, barges into like the laundry room where Lance and Darcy are, throws up in the washing machine. Says, I left a few hot dogs in here. Puke and Raleigh, get me a beer.
I like that because that reminds me of some of my moments. Puke and Raleigh,
yep.
I'm back. You just cleared an entire room with that, but no one's rallying.
It's time to rally.
I just smoked 2 cigarettes and I threw up outside and I have no shirt on unless rally. No one's in the party. Everyone's gone.
Perfect. This is going to lead to our eBay war.
Ooh.
Now, before we do the actual eBay war, I want to show you. I found something, because there wasn't a great selection, but I found something for each of you.
Each of us?
Yeah, so if you want to get a specific Varsity Blues thing, here's yours, Wally.
Okay.
A two-man game?
Replacements in Varsity Blues?
Yeah, this is, I don't remember the price. I just want to let you know what's out there.
Unfortunately, I already have the replacements. Don't need the Varsity, don't need the double feature there.
All right, then I got a double feature for you, Ryan.
Where'd it go?
It's right here.
It disappeared.
It's back.
That I would buy.
It's out there. You can get this.
Oh, Varsity Blues? Why is it always slickly enjoyable? That's a weird way to describe a movie. Slickly enjoyable! I do like this too.
Creepy.
The Major League and...
That's quite the double feature.
That is a great double
And then there's
feature.
Other ones where you could get like 5 football movies at once where it was like this, The Replacements, that other one we watched with Scott Bakula.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Another one I've never heard of, and then, I don't know.
Was it Necessary Roughness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Necessary roughness. Is it necessary?
All right. Now let me pull up the actual eBay war that we're going to do.
No. But it's sterile. I like the taste. This is, oh, wait. So we're, this is three different things?
No, now this is the only one we're actually doing. I just wanted really you guys to know
those are out there.
Options are there.
A Billy Bob card.
Oh, my God.
This is the actual one.
Authentic autograph. Oh,
where's the autograph?
Yeah, you can.
On the back on photo two.
Oh, there's a second photo? Nice. Oh, yeah, look at
puke
that.
And puke rally. And rally.
Puke and rally.
Puke and rally.
It appears this to be number 60 of 80. This is the Billy Bob Varsity Blues Kyler Smith BAS Authentic Autograph Limited Edition NM Plus.
Wait, did we already have the... Oh, no. That's the next game. That Billy Bob goes down.
He already has.
He got the
concussion, but
he took the concussion.
He fell down in class, right?
Right.
He got,
not yet.
He passed. He got knocked out.
Yeah.
He hasn't collapsed, so to speak.
So, oh shoot.
Do you want the item description here?
Yes, please do.
Jason Tatum is very injured.
Oh, that's very bad. I mean, they'll get through this game, all right, probably, but. I don't like this.
Nah, he's
fine. He's getting up. All right. Card.
Now, this is all caps. Get ready, boys.
Oh, boy.
Billy Bob, Kyler Smith, BGS, authentic autograph.
That's it?
That's the whole thing.
Well, you have to go first.
I have to go first. Okay. So he takes a shot, and the guy, he lands on his foot. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
I'm up 9-8 on Ryan, and I have to go first. It is, okay, it's just a card. It's a fake card with an autograph.
It is, in fact, not a real Billy Bob card.
I'm still going to say $40.
Interesting.
$73.99.
Okay. Ryan, you win, but neither one of you is especially close.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. What's his name? Who's the guy who plays him?
Kyler Smith?
Nope. No.
Kyler Smith.
Ron Lester is his real name.
Kyler Smith? Who the hell's Kyler Smith?
I don't know.
Oh, that must be the people that make the trading cards.
That's probably it, yeah. He did pass away in 2016?
I remember that vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Oh, yeah, 2016. So that might be why it bumps it up. So it's more than, what did you say, 73?
$73.99. It's more all than right. that.
$125.
Yeah. I won this. I just want
you
to
did.
Put that
you
out.
You did win this.
Which now it's tied.
Ryan, 9.
Do you have
Ryan
another guess? Nine.
Buck 25.
That's what he said.
Buck 35.
So you're equally wrong. $200 flat.
Wow.
That seems a lot, like a lot.
That so does seem like a
available.
Lot.
It's available. You can buy it now if you want.
My God.
Yeah, limited things you could buy for this movie on eBay. And there was apparently a CFL team called the Varsity Blues, so you could get weird Canadian stuff if you want.
Hmm. Yeah, the University of Toronto. Okay. That's what it is, yeah. But okay. they had the name Varsity Blues... trademark since the mid-1980s. So they came first. They didn't particularly enjoy how their name was used.
All right, so Billy Bob's thrown up and we're having a party. Next day we go to practice. Mox is running second team. And as you said earlier, Ryan, he audibles to the oop-de-oop. Tweeter goes like, what is this? Kilmer is going to chew him out. Watch. And sure enough, Kilmer comes out and says, like, you idiots can't run, like, a regular play. Stop doing this.
Which I agree with.
Yeah. You're going to overload the left side.
Force him to go one-on-one with Tweeter on the other.
Yeah.
This is a strategy in football, but you need to be, like,
good
Randy Moss on one side.
Yeah.
You got Charlie Tweeter.
You need to be... Justin Jefferson on the ones. You can't be Charlie Tweeter, 5 foot
Charlie
five.
Tweeter is
Charlie
really
Tweeter.
Very good at football.
He is
Wes Welker.
Because he's also the third string quarterback we learned later.
Yeah. You're taking the snaps now.
All right. So after practice, We go to a cookout.
Wait, at the practice, weren't the dads there?
Oh yeah,
they watch every practice.
And yep. The other old guy who's
they
just
don't work.
Town.
I mean, that's what I was wondering.
We go to a cookout. Lance's dad and Mox's dad are measuring their metaphorical penises with each other over their sons. Who's got the better one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both. My son should be quarterback. Yada yada yada. So we're gonna have a competition.
But the two guys who are quarterbacks are fine with each other.
Best friends. Mox yeah. doesn't care at all that Lance is a right, starting quarterback. Right. Yeah, they're good. Their dads are not. So then Lance's dad like makes him throw a pass, which he catches. And then we decided we're going to play William Tell, puts a can of beer in his head.
Mm.
And Lance, sure enough, knocks it off. So now Mr. Moxon wants to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ryan, you know the story because you were there for half of them.
Yes.
Well, this might be new for you. Back when I was in high school, even though then I had a fluffy, luxurious head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For some reason, our pal Teresa decided, hey, you kind of look like his dad. Not like Moxon. You look like his dad.
The dad.
And when she said things like this, no one would argue that. So I just now became Mr. Moxon. And anytime I had a beer in my hand and there were people mm-hmm. drinking with me, they would make me
put the beer can on your head.
Beer can on my head.
And yes. throw shit at you.
I raised you to be a winner. So damn it, boy, win. Fire that fucking pigskin.
Well, he swore.
He swore on the air.
He swore.
Quote.
He swore on the air.
It's a direct
he
quote.
Swore.
He swore on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire that fucking pigskin.
But I had to say that a lot back in the
you
day.
You did have to say a lot.
That line is what pisses Mox off that he throws the football.
So he accidentally, perhaps.
Yeah. He very accurately
very
breaks
accurately.
His dad's nose.
He misses right the beer face. And instead hits his dad square in the nose. Get him ice. And then you hear Lance's dad in the background going, forget ice, get him a beer. Broken nose. We now go to one of the best scenes in the movie, sex ed class with Miss Davis.
Miss Davis.
She starts with, let's get it out of the way. Say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. And makes the whole class say it, which is hilarious in and of itself.
Yes. Can you imagine having to do that?
In high school.
Like in a class? That would be bad.
And then she says, we're going to talk about the erection. So let's get these names out of the way. Get the jokes out. And so the kid in the front.
There were a lot that I didn't know.
Raises his hand. Says, boner. Is boner one of them?
Okay, there's a lot of these that aren't probably real.
Yeah.
And then I thought this is great. Because then Billy Bob, he's like, looks weird. He goes to the bathroom. She calls on Mox and she's like, Mr. Mox, you got any? So he goes, all right. Stiffy. And she's like, okay, that's good. Mr. Mortis. Rigor Mortis is set in. Flesh Rocket. Jack's Magic Beanstalk. Tall Tommy, Mushroom on a Stick, Mr. Mushroom Head, Purple Headed Yogurt Slinger.
Never heard that one before.
Pedro. She goes, Pedro? And he just smiles.
That's what he calls his own dick.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. assuming.
You would assume. This is happening. Billy Bob comes back from the bathroom and he is just sopping wet with sweat. He says, Billy Bob, are you all right? He says, yes, ma'am. And then straight up collapses. But don't worry, Coach overrules the nurse and says, like,
he tells her, get out, yep. and she leaves the room.
Yep.
What the
Bud Kilmer says, like, we need you tonight. And he's like, I don't know, she doesn't think I should play. And he's like, Billy Bob, can you play? Yes, sir. So he is now, mm-hmm. he's got him in the game, even though his something is clearly wrong. So at the game, we see him. He's on the sideline sucking oxygen. He's got, like, the mask and everything. But they need a big comeback late. So they said, like, come on, Billy Bob. We need you to finish this here. One more series. And he, like, can barely get up, but he's back in the game. The next play, he lines up at guard, which I always thought was weird that he's playing guard in this, which I guess makes sense. But usually you'd have him either playing center or one of the tackles, I would think.
I guess because he could move a little bit. Because why the hell else are they running this fucking play for him at the end?
That's true.
I don't know.
But
because he's a pulling guard? I don't know. I'm not really sure.
But so he's out there, and at the snap, he just straight up collapses and falls on his face. Because of this, Lance gets absolutely destroyed, laid out, and his knee explodes.
Yep.
So everyone in the stadium is real sad. Kilmer's sad. His dad's sad. He's screaming in pain.
They're not fun to hear these things in person. Yeah. I forget the guy's name when I played in quotes. Somebody went down with an ACL and you could hear it. It sounded like a gun went off. It was like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah,
and then the dude who was a tough dude.
I don't think I ever heard it in person. I know
he was screaming. He was screaming. It was so bad.
Yeah,
and I forget what his name was. He was one of the tougher people at Catholic High. Like, you don't fuck with this guy. And he was screaming.
Older than us?
He was older than us. Yeah,
Russell?
It wasn't Russell. It was somebody else. Hmm. I forget his name, but he was like a kind of a. The guy, you know, like, he was okay, but you don't want to fuck with him. He would go after you if you fucked with him, and he was screaming.
So everybody's real sad. Johnny Moxon has to go in. There's no other choice here. We learned that not just Kilmer, all adults seem to hate Moxon because he's the backup. The guy in the stands says he's not worth the Charmin that he wipes his butt with.
Mm.
The guy who's just always around at practice and stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
The announcers dump on him.
Yeah.
Those announcers are horrible.
They are awful. But it turns out he actually can't play. He throws a big 30-yard pass downfield to Tweeter to get us going. And then scrambles and runs in for the winning touchdown. And on everybody all of a sudden likes. Oh, look at that. I hate the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, 6-1. There are a couple empty netters at the end.
That's it.
They won 4-1. Yeah, okay. All right. So... after the game, though, we're at the hospital because Lance is in a bad way. Surgeon comes out and says, like, he's tore everything.
It's not good.
And there was a lot of scar tissue. I'm surprised this hasn't come up before.
Yeah.
And Kilmer straight up goes, like, he didn't say anything to me. And Mox is standing there, like,
cause
what?
We know.
Yeah, he saw him inject his knee during the first game, right?
Yep. So seeing this, Kilmer's like, why don't you go home now? There's no reason for you to be here, Mox. So Darcy decides, you can give me a ride home too. She leaves. And immediately starts turning her attention to Jenny.
Within hours of this guy's career going downhill, she's on the Mox.
Getting changed in the car. Oh, covers up same as a bathing suit. And then, like, house ends with jewels. And then straight up when he drops her off at the party, he says, like, it's a weird night. I can't go tonight. She says, like, we can continue this anytime. You don't always have to do the right thing.
Yep.
It's like, wow.
That's
and he's immediately thinking about it. You
that
can see it
is. Oh, my God. You don't have to do the right thing always. Ooh. But also, like, she's a bad person.
I like she's got a little bit of gray.
You're in deep water here because, like, she's going to dump whoever it is the minute she finds someone better.
Well, no, she wanted to get out of the town.
Yeah, we get a little bit more humanity to it later.
Yeah.
But
right now, yes, she does seem like a bitch.
At best.
But it's your best friend that she's about to cheat on, too. Like, that's pretty weird.
Which, actually, I thought they did a pretty good job with this, with Mox, where, like, he doesn't want to do it, but he, like, I mean, I gotta consider this.
Yeah, he's a teenage guy. Like,
yeah.
So then we go to Tweeter, who's up to his stuff again. He's at the party, and the cops show up to make sure no one's drinking and driving. They don't seem keen on breaking it up. They just want to make sure no one's drinking and driving.
Just don't get in any more trouble.
Tweeter compliments the cops on their cute Mount Me hats. Mount Me? He's like, well, not yet, but maybe after a few drinks.
Oh,
the cop
boy.
Does not think that's funny.
I thought it was kind of funny. That's
I'm
pretty funny.
I'm going to leave. You hurt my feelings. I'm going home. And you can kiss my ass. And he steals a cop car.
Yeah.
He straight up gets in and drives away in a cop car.
Mm.
We see Mox just kind of wandering by himself through town. He goes into a Quickie Mart to buy a soda. And the guy straight up just gives him a six-pack of beer instead.
I just thought about this like... many times we tried to buy beer over that five-year span or however long it was, four-year span?
Yeah.
No, more than that because of college. Seven-year span or whatever, we're trying to buy beer. And how he just walks in to a store, clearly underage, and just puts beer on the counter. And is like,
no, they, yep. He didn't. He put soda on the counter, and the guy replaced it. And just gave him beer. Yeah, he took his soda away, gave him beer, and then said, "Your money's no good here."
Insane.
So he's just walking around drinking a six pack. Tweeter shows up in the cop car, fully nude, with three girls, and says, "Like,
who are also nude."
Yep. He's like, "Take your clothes off and get in here." He's, "We got some handcuffs and a bunch of cool stuff to play with."
My God.
Mox doesn't, gives his jacket to one of the girls, but stays out of the car.
Again, tempted. Like, okay.
Yeah, well, there's three.
Well, she
girls,
was a, like, what, a sophomore, I think he said?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're a senior, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So then this is another Tweeter gets back in naked and goes, "All right, girls, shut up and hold on to your nipples."
My God. What is this man?
I did not remember.
There's
that.
No
that
way.
Makes me laugh every time when he tells them to hold on to their nipples.
1 minute after this football season is over, he is not in jail. He's definitely in jail.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. So he goes to see Jules, and she hates that he seems to like football, which is a little bit frustrating. But then also she's like, "Do you want me to come down?" He's like, "No, I'm just gonna walk.
Just gonna drink and think."
Yep. The next day we go to just like the local diner, and the cop and the guy, the hang around guy, are just complaining about the football players. And what makes me laugh at this scene is when they're like, they stuck their wangers on the glass at the whatever center. And the other guy goes,
"Women's
wangers on the glass."
Wanger. That's the quote mountain. Wangers on the glass.
I don't know. I like penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. Vagina.
You know what? There also is tan, a fucking tan, which might be the quote mountain.
That's great. That is great.
I, gee, I absolutely died. I forgot about this quote.
Wangers on the glass.
Wangers on the glass.
So the next game, John Moxon is a full-on star. He just beats down the other team. He has another rushing quarter touchdown.
He's a runner.
We get a little foreshadowing after the game when they're leaving, and Miss Davis drives by and says, like, "Hey, good game, Johnny." And he's like, "Oh, well, that's a nice car on a teacher's salary.
Just got a convertible."
He's enjoying it, and Jules right away seems mad that he, like, is enjoying this rush. But then he gives an interview where he is just a bumbling idiot, and he thanks God and says all these, like, weird things out of nowhere. And even the guy giving the interview is like,
sure.
Okay, thanks. So she's like, "I'm going home. Like, you go do whatever." Next day at practice, we try a hook and ladder. They want to throw the ball to Billy Bob and have him run.
He doesn't even know it's for him.
This isn't that play where I run down the field like a chicken with my head cut off.
Yes, it is.
So he fumbles and falls flat on his face. The old guys are laughing at him. And Kilmer, of course, hates this. And he says, I thought this was funny. He says to Moxon, "You are the dumbest smart kid I know."
Yeah. Also good.
Very true. Very true.
After practice, he rips into Billy Bob and lets him have it. And basically tells him, "Your concussion is not an excuse. Get it together." Just not great.
Yikes.
"You're the reason my star quarterback is injured."
Yeah, he blamed the whole season on him if things go poorly. Darcy invites Mox over. So my parents are gone until at least midnight. When you coming over? And he's like, oh, God. So he's in the store trying to, like, talk himself into it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to buy condoms. He doesn't want to. But his little brother's there, this time dressed up as Malcolm X.
So
he's
weird.
He's now experimenting with
Allah.
With Islam.
Praise be Allah.
Which I love. This is one of my favorite lines. When he walks up, the 11-year-old throws a pack of condoms on the counter and goes, "Assalamu alaikum, my brother."
Also good.
And the dude just goes, okay.
He sells it to him.
So he goes to her house, and we see the whipped cream bikini.
Famous.
Oof. Yep. Which for 14-year-old me was something.
It was something.
I feel like the physics of it's not quite right.
Yeah, they use shaving cream. But that's the only way it would have stuck.
The part where she's like, "Oh, I don't look so good." And he's like, "This is the best you ever looked."
Yeah. Oh, before she gets. Yeah.
Yeah, when she's just. Yeah.
She just looks normal.
Yeah. Mox turns it down, but they stay friends. They have a little heart-to-heart where she basically just says she doesn't love Lance. She just, he was her ticket out. She just wants to not be stuck in West Canaan.
And yeah, she even says that he's going to end up staying around here, working for the mill, being an assistant coach for, or a coach for JV football. And Mox goes, varsity.
But so, like, it's a little, you get it, you understand her, but also, like, it's kind of skeezy.
Yeah.
But so they're still buds, just, you know, a little closer, as he says.
A little closer.
At school the next day, Wendell yells at Mox, the running back, and says, like, you don't get it, Mox. And he talks about how Kilmer's a racist. He says, like, yeah. I average 133 yards a game. I've got 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And it's because I broke for a run of 20 yards or more every time.
You don't know about racism, but there is racism.
He won't help recruiting. He said, my mom is recruiting, and it's for Grambling. That's where I'm looking.
HBCU, isn't it? Grambling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he says, like, all right, I'll get into the end zone. And they're buds again. That went very quickly. Also, I got a plan for tonight. I'll see you later. We're at practice now, and Tweeter's on the sidelines talking to Moxon about girls and getting their panties to drop. And he basically says, like, all you got to do is give him a beer and, like, 3 kinds of drugs.
Oh, my God.
And it's awful. And then...
I think I tuned this part out.
But so Mox straight up says, like, Tweeter, do you think you'll enjoy prison?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know. But then the line that, again, I love, the next one is he's, like, looking down in his pants, and he just goes... What the fuck is that?
Some kind of sexual disease.
It appears that way.
Hopefully it's just rug burn for him.
Mox goes to see Jules at where she works at, like a burger joint stand, a roadside stand thing. She's mad, though, because she saw Darcy kiss him. And he says, like, nothing happened there.
Yeah, she full on kissed,
she,
like,
kissed him right on the mouth.
Yeah,
yes,
on the lips. Like,
so I get why she's mad, but he's like, nothing happened,
and not a peck either. It was like a kiss.
Yeah,
it was full on.
But so she basically, like, gets on the microphone and announces, like, star quarterback John Moxon's here, and gets him to, like, go away. So he says, like, all right, fine, time to go to strip club. And he brings his 4 other friends, who are now basically the 4 stars of the football team plus Lance Harbor. To the strip club. And at first, Wendell tries to say, like, I don't drink, first of all. Second of all, we got a game tomorrow. But as soon as the boobs are out, everything changes and they're having a full-on party.
Yeah, he gets a surprise motorboat.
Yep. So they start drinking. Billy Bob gets on stage at one point, starts doing his own stripping. And the bouncers just, like, kind of get him off stage, but then that's fine. Yeah. They stick around. And then, wait a minute. It's Miss Davis taking the main stage.
Hot for teacher.
Baby.
Hot for teacher. They make eye contact, but she continues to dance because she's a professional.
Yeah.
So she comes by to talk to him after the fact, and this is where he get... first, Tweeter says, I just want you to know, I am 18, and I have had sex with older women before. And he basically gives a breakdown of it, and he goes, 9.5. I still got wood. And Billy Bob chimes in, I give it a 10. A 10. A fucking 10. So they stay out until legitimately 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's the next day when they leave. Like, what does that smell?
Yeah, they've got a game that night.
Yeah, they got a game in like 12 hours.
I honestly God thought that she was going to try to hook up with Moxon.
Not yet.
Mm.
So the stars are all hungover for the next game. They play terrible, and they lose to a team that is apparently not even that good.
They get beat.
Blow the perfect season. Kilmer absolutely loses it after the game, but correctly this time.
His season's gone down the drain.
He says, like, the actions of a few have just ruined the season for everybody. Hope it was fun. But also, these are his good players, so there's not much he can do as far as discipline if he wants to win. And that's the most important thing for him. And then he continues to dump on Billy Bob, who's crying, and calls him fat and tells him to, like, get out of his locker room and stuff.
Yeah, literally kicks him out of the locker room.
Yep. Mox goes home. His dad's screaming at him for blowing it. And that's where you get the, I don't want your life. But Kyle walks in the middle of this argument with Bacon. And he's like, what is Bacon doing here? And he goes, oh, Billy Bob dropped him off. He said you know how to take care of him. So this is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
So he runs out of the house. We see him pull up to a football field, and we hear a gunshot.
Yep.
But it's...
This, like, I didn't remember this part at all, so I was like, he didn't kill himself, did he?
No, he did not, but that's what they want you to think for a minute.
He could have been on his way.
Yeah, well, I think that's... He was. He was drinking, and he was shooting all his trophies, and he was real sad. And basically said, like, how he hates all of this. He's never been good enough. He's always been, you're too fat, Billy Bob. You're too slow and dumb, Billy Bob. And he's getting all mad.
Like, as much as everyone hates this coach, he's the only guy who ever, like, said good job to me.
Yeah.
And now he's not saying that anymore.
But, so they have a heart-to-heart, and they basically decide, we got to play for each other. And he says, like, who else is going to protect me? And he's like, your bony ass? And Mox goes, I happen to think I have a nice ass. It is kind of nice. And then this is where, I think this is the first time I'd ever heard this phrase, actually. When Billy Bob turns a corner, now he's just mad. He's not sad anymore. And Mox shoots his face, Kilmer's face, in like a poster.
Awesome.
And he goes, fuck you and the horse you rode in on, you son of a bitch. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that.
He swore again.
These are direct quotes. I would not talk like this.
A lot of swearing tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of swearing in this movie.
Did you say 10 of 10 of fucking 10, too?
I did.
Oh yeah. God, so many swears. That one slid by us.
So many swears.
We learned that Mox has gotten into Brown. He's got a full academic scholarship, so he's obviously pumped about that. He tries to say this to his parents, and his dad's like, yeah, that's great. You got a game tonight, which is a wonderful thing.
What an asshole.
Yep. We find out that Gilroy, the team they're playing, they're good. They just dropped down a level. And this is all for all the marbles. The district championship's on the line. Kyle walks in leading a cult.
He's
now got a bunch of kids following him around in robes. I love the mom.
Do you have a cult?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, she the mom's reaction to him every single time is what really drove it in for me.
Yeah, his
mom
really is weird because, like, his mom
always drunk.
Yeah,
he's always drunk, like always on the dad's side, yeah, even though he's being crazy, and like is totally cool with his stupid brother.
He's 11. It's fine. In school, Billy Bob approaches him, and he's like, "I got my cat scanned." And he's like, "What Billy
are you
Bob?"
Talking
about? Yeah. Well, they scanned my cat. And it came up good.
So he's officially cleared to play by, like, medical personnel, not just Bud Kilmer.
Yeah.
So he's in. They walk into, they go to class, and Miss Davis is standing in the doorway, and it's Billy Bob and Mox, and she's like, gentlemen, now that we're all sober, let's just remember the conversation we had about discretion. And Mox is like, we made a vow. No, like,
yeah,
we took an oath. We're not going to blow up your spot. Billy Bob, Miss Davis, would you go to prom with me?
Oh, he's so good.
After their final practice, Kilmer pulls him aside and, like a good coach does, basically says, you will do what I tell you to do today, or I will have your grades changed and I will blow your Brown scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your grades are under review. I will change your transcript. He straight up tells him.
Crazy.
Mox first goes to apologize to Jules, and then we find out he does love football when it's pure. Why? And Amy Smart straight up like, then you be the hero. Why don't you just play this game? If you like football, just play football. So he's gonna. It's game day. It's game time. Everybody's real pumped up in the locker room. Kilmer gives a speech about these next 48 minutes are for the next 48 years of your life, which is... In no scenario is that the right message to give to a bunch of kids in high school.
Nope.
Early on, they're just feeding the ball to Wendell, and he's having a great game. He gets him real down close to the end zone, so Kilmer calls in some other play, and Mox changes it, and everybody's like taken aback, and he's like, what do you got? Anybody got a problem with Wendell getting one in the end zone? Of course, the team is okay with this. So he does. He scores. Everybody's happy except Kilmer, who is okay with it because they scored.
Yeah.
But he's mad that they changed his play again.
He's like, keep it up, you fucking prick, or something like that.
Yep. But then on the next series, he gets a non-contact injury. He just gets, he pulls up like with his hamstring or something and then gets laid out. And the trainer right away says to Kilmer, like, he tore something. And Kilmer goes, can you fix it? And he goes, if he'll let me. So.
Yeah.
Shadiness.
Yep. Super shady.
So they get another score. And then to end the half, Kilmer just kneels on it. He won't let Mox throw down to the field or anything.
2 minutes left, though.
Yeah.
Is that even possible to kneel at the clock like that?
It was a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
And then, again, the announcers are blaming John Moxley for not throwing the ball down.
Yeah, they called him John Moxley, which I've been trying not to do the whole time. And he did it, finally.
You did it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Johnny Moxon.
John Moxley.
John Moxley. But he... the announcers are blaming him. I don't understand this, why Moxon's not throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he can call the play. Well, he does kind of call the plays, though. So,
in the locker room, we see Docs are about to give Wendell a shot to get him back in the game. Mox comes in and says, like, don't you do that.
Don't do it.
Obviously doesn't like this. So Tweeter comes in and says, like, I heard something pop, coach. I don't think you should do something. You should do this.
And then
Billy Bob comes in.
Also, quarterback.
Yep.
Injured quarterback comes
in. Yep. Lance comes in and says, like, don't do it. It's not worth it. And he's on crutches saying this. So Kilmer calls his star quarterback a gimp. He's like, you going to listen to some gimp? Billy Bob comes in and threatens him. And says, like, if you put that needle in his leg, I will tear your arms off and beat you to death with them. So Mox straight up confronts Coach Voight now. Says, like, you put that needle in his leg, I quit. I'm out. And he says, like, you willing to lose your scholarship? He says, absolutely, if it's going to keep that needle out of his leg. So then he's like, fine, good, get out of here. Tweeter, you'll take the snaps. Tweeter goes, no, I'm out too. And then Billy Bob says he quits too. So now everyone's quitting on him. So then he
chokes.
Coach Voight straight up attacks John Moxley.
He chokes John Moxley.
Moxon. And when they're separated... clearly realizes, like, oh, that's probably a line.
I've now crossed the line.
I didn't need to do that. So he, like, tries to get the crowd, to get the rest of the team, like, on his side, but he's lost the entire locker room. He, like, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And not one person follows him out.
Nobody comes.
So we get the speech. Mox says, basically, these next 24 minutes are not for the 48 years. Let's play these next 24 minutes for the next 24 minutes. Let's just go play football.
Yeah.
So everybody gets real pumped up. They got to the field. We now got Coach Lance calling the plays.
Love it.
Because none of the other coaches are there anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they all other coach. They all follow what's-his-face, probably.
So, yeah, it's just – and then the announcer's going, like, oh, where's Kilmer? What's his plan? Why isn't he here? Gilroy goes up 10, about 8 minutes to go. Lance calls the team together. Says, like, all right, boys, it's time. We're going to run the oop-de-oop. We'll load up five receivers, and then Mox is like, no huddles, and we'll just, they won't know what hit them. So sure enough, they march down the field. Charlie Tweeter catches the big touchdown pass to get him within a score. We go quickly to the locker room where Bud Kilmer is like packing a box. He seems to know instinctively, well, that was it. But they decide they need to get the ball back or the game's over anyways.
Which, why? Like, well... yes, they need to get the ball, but they say that if we don't block this punt, the game's over.
I guess because it's too far, because they'll have to go the length of the field.
I guess. I know,
but they say we need to get this block, so Billy Bob says, hey, Coach Lance, put me in.
Coach
like,
Lance.
Oh, you want to play defense? We'll get the block. So sure enough, we see Billy Bob line up, and then immediately Tweeter, like, who's in the back, pulls up right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob... absolutely clears a path, and Charlie Tweeter comes in, gets the big block, and then get the ball back. So as it does in sports movies, it all comes down to one play.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, this is a big movie for slow motion.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Big movie for Foo Fighters.
Yep. Oh, fantastic.
That got me fired up.
Great soundtrack throughout the movie. Great soundtrack.
It was a very 90s soundtrack, 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I was never as into Foo Fighters as I'm supposed to be.
They can be polarizing.
But that's the thing. I never had a disdain for them, but I also just never really cared that much for their music.
This is also where we get the clip of the movie that I remember the most. There Goes My Hero, but you have Vanderbeek taking the helmet off in slow motion and all the sweat flying out.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, rips his helmet off.
So Billy Bob, so he calls the hook and ladder play. It's all going to come down to Billy Bob.
Billy Bob goes, "This ain't the play that I go run down the field and act like I'm lost, is it?"
Yes, it still is.
So we get the hook and ladder. Tweeter catches the pass, tosses it. Billy Bob finally catches it. Posts real quick, gets a stiff arm, and then starts plowing downfield. He breaks like five tackles and then has two guys on his back.
This is a great...
When he gets into the end zone.
A great shot that they have here where they're like ground level and they see the guy like dive in slow motion and just bounce off of him. Like that is a great shot.
And then he's got two guys literally hanging on him when they score. But they do, and they win the district championship. And we fade away with Mox giving a quick recap. He said, like, that was it for some of them. Didn't even know like the moment had passed. I never played football again.
Okay, I have a question
Surprising.
Here.
Surprising.
Yep.
They won the division. They still could go win state. They're still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Is that because Kilmer's gone and they don't have an actual real coach?
I don't know.
They can't move on?
Maybe they just don't talk. But he says, I never played again. So, yeah.
So why did they never play again then?
I don't know. That's a good question. Billy Bob cried because he cried. He's a bit of a crier. Tweeter drank beers because Tweeter drinks beer. Lance became the new coach immediately, right away, apparently.
He hasn't even graduated high school yet.
He said Wendell got his scholarship to Grambling. He said the statue never came down, but Kilmer never coached again.
Well, that was because the statue was too heavy for anybody to move it. So,
Mox took his scholarship to Brown University. The day was ours, and no one can ever take it away.
Yay.
All right.
I liked it. This is obviously nostalgic for me, but I like this.
It was still pretty good. Yeah.
And there were some problematic things, but I thought for the most part it held up.
Yeah, there's some stuff that could go away, but yeah, I like it. What's the quote mountain?
Penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
That's a good one.
Tan.
That's a good one.
What was the
they put
other
their
one?
Wangers on the
wangers on the glass.
See, I don't remember
boner?
That.
Is boner one of them?
What was the wangers on the glass part?
It was when they were
after
the
he stole
old
the
guys
cop
were
car.
Complaining about like how they ran amok.
Oh, okay.
And they were like flashing something. It's like they stuck their wangers on the glass, and the other guy goes, "Wangers on the glass."
Yeah, and then
Kilmer's
there, and he's like,
"My boy's too much for you."
No, I'm sorry, sir. Please don't. No.
Yeah.
You know the difference between a sneeze and a wet fart? It's from Bud.
I would have to say, see, you guys said
you have
two
to break
things.
The tie.
Mine is fire that fucking pigskin.
All right, put that in.
All right.
I'm going to vote for that. Fire that fucking
fire
pig
that
skin.
Fucking pig skin.
I had to learn to embrace that because once Teresa said it, no one was going to argue with it.
MVP?
Ooh.
I like Billy Bob.
He brings the emotion.
He does. He's the crier.
Yeah. Well,
He's got Puke and Rally.
He's got Puke
and Rally.
He's
got
the
great.
Tana fucking 10. What are you going to prom with me?
Concussion.
They scan my cat.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. They scan my cat. And then the drunk with the shotgun scene. So he's got an actual bit of character.
Yep.
So, unlike Tweeter. So.
Tweeter's, again. He's very problematic, but he also has some of the best lines in the movie.
You're under arrest for not being naked with some sophomore chick who wants to bathe you with her tongue.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Billy Bob.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't think I can give it to Tweeter.
Yeah.
Would Moxon?
Moxon's very good, but I don't think he's the right answer.
Okay.
I think Billy Bob's. Bud Kilmer?
Ooh, he is a great evil.
Great spoil.
Yeah. But
no,
your daddy was a no talent pussy, but at least he listened.
Yeah.
A no talent pussy.
What do you guys want to give it?
9.1.
9.1. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Oh, my God.
That's far too high, but okay.
8.5. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
It's the whole family.
I'm okay with giving it like an 8. I'll say an 8.
All right.
So what's the 8.5 it comes to?
9.1 plus, what the hell? Come on. Plus 8.5 plus 8 divided by 3. Got to put an equal sign before that.
It's 8.5.
8.53 repeating.
Okay.
So 8.5 out of 10.
Where does that land it?
Let's see. It puts it on even par with Cool Runnings.
Ooh.
Just below Ford versus Ferrari it's at 8.6. And just above Field of Dreams at 8.4.
Episode 101 will rank.
Yeah.
You're going to have to push it up.
Yeah. You're going to have to.
I don't know.
It's not bad.
I think that's a good
spot. But it's better than Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, I think
it's definitely more rewatchable than Ford versus Ferrari.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, that's a good movie for one viewing. Varsity Blues, you can watch more than once.
Yeah, it's yes, good point.
That's fair. Okay. Where does that leave us? Is that to you, Ryan?
That is to
it's me
Ryan for episode 56 or for
all right. This
movie
56 is available.
Oh, got it already. All right,
on Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Is also available, if it's not on there still, on Pluto TV.
Well, Paramount Plus is a good streaming service, so.
It's a streaming service.
It's available on both of those. It is in the fast-paced world of NASCAR. A rival between two rookies, hotshot Cole Tricke.
Are we finally doing this?
And veteran racer, Rowdy Burns.
Finally doing it, huh?
When both of them are seriously injured in the competition, the bitter rivals become close friends.
It's Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. All right,
that's what I thought it was going to be.
So this one I know I've seen because Tom Cashion loves it.
It's a good movie.
But it's been a very long time. But tell the listener, me, why you want to watch this movie.
Tom Cruise has never made a bad movie.
We have one question, one on this list already.
He's never made a bad movie. He's made movies that are
bad.
Are great, but they're fun to watch and make fun of.
Also known as bad.
Just good movie. No, good bad.
Not a thing.
He's never made a movie that's just boring.
How about War of the Worlds?
That's an awful movie. That I saw that in theaters. That's a bad movie.
It's kind of fun to make fun of, though.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not even.
It's like Battlefield Earth.
No, that's a fun movie to make fun of.
One of the few
War of the Worlds was too serious for itself.
Okay. Days of Thunder.
All right.
We did it.
I've never seen this movie, so.
I've seen it a long time ago. I have a vague memory
of NASCAR movies.
Of their race on the beach.
They don't have a race on the beach, do they? Don't they have a wheelchair race?
They have that as well. But at one point, they're driving. They're banging rentals on the beach.
Oh, right. Yes.
So I know I've seen it, but it's been, I would estimate, at least 20 years.
It's been a while.
Probably 25.
Stained.
Been a while.
Would say.
Been a while.
Scott Stapp of Stained says, it's been a while.
Been a while. All right. We're done. We're out of here. Peace out.
It's Creed. Ding, ding.
It's not Creed. It's Stained.